Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Tzitzit Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day in Yom Shlishi, the fourth day of the month of Adar. Today is day 515. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Asher of Knesset Beth Israel in Richmond, Virginia, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Asher slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chafalat, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And Rabbi Asher will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the hostages, the Shulim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach, the Cholim, where he will pause, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who we are davening for. As I shared on the call yesterday in the daily email, which you can subscribe for at ou.org/Tehillim Call, again, ou.org/Tehillim Call, there is a link provided for us by the IDF and is going to be refreshed every other week, I believe, that has the names of all the soldiers who are very much in need of our collective prayers. I certainly recommend, in addition to the names that you insert at the pause, family and friends and those in need of a refuah, to please add those names as well, not only here on the call, but in your own Shemone Esrays, in your own tefillos, anytime we're saying Tehillim, to daven for our dear soldiers, for a refuah shalema. And as I shared, we will continuously update that list in our collaboration with the IDF to share these names with the community. Again, you can only access those if you are getting the daily Tehillim Call reminder email, which you can get at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Asher.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. I'd like to just have us focus for a moment what we're talking about in these parshios. Talking about, learning about, and reading through the psukim, the verses that have to do with the mikdash. It's important for us to realize that there are places that are different. There are places that have more ways of connecting to Hashem, more rules, more mitzvot to perform, more rules about the construction, how it's to be situated, how it's to be constructed. So the Mikdash represents that. And if we could take a moment to reflect together about what's sacred. The examples that I like to give about holiness relate first and foremost to Shabbos. Not every day of the week is the same. There is one day of the week that's different. And if every day of the week is the same, then there is nothing special about Shabbos. And therefore, we're required to talk differently, to walk differently, to dress differently, to pray differently. Our liturgy is different. All of this is a reflection that one day of the week is different. The contrast is key. It's the Kedusha of the Mikdash reflected in time, reflected in one day of the week that allows us to better appreciate the six other days of the week. We're working towards Shabbos. We're preparing towards being more creative the other days of the week. But Shabbos is distinct. It's different. It is holy. And, of course, the same is true with the land of Israel, that the whole planet, all of earth, is one way, but the land of Israel is called the Holy Land for a reason. Eretz HaKodesh. It's the reason why you and I feel so strongly about what's going on in the Mizrach, Libi B'Mizrach. Our hearts are there. The defilement of the land by terrorists, the warfare, the sacrilege, the disdain for morality. That's why we are so worked up, because we know Eretz HaKodesh is different, is supposed to be different, is meant to be different. And therefore, we see that. And the Kedusha is reflected in how we feel about it and how we are to act there. The very land, the agricultural laws, reflect this Kedusha. The people of Israel, ourselves. There are billions of people in the world, but there is one people that has a unique set of laws and a mission, and there's a holiness. So when we learn about Mikdash in the Parsha, we should think of all of these examples and think to ourselves, how can we be more mindful about certain parts of Judaism, certain parts of Halacha that the Almighty wants us to think about? The last example I'll give, of course, is marriage. There is one relationship in this world that is different than any other. What people call in America, holy matrimony. What we call in our literature, kiddushin, betrothal. There is one relationship which is holy. There is one relationship has a unique set of laws and how to treat each other. And there is a difference in that relationship than any other relationship with anybody else in the entire world. Any other neighbor. And so that marriage is distinct, sacrosanct, it is holy. So when we try to connect to the minutiae, we should be saying to ourselves that Hashem has given us the ability through the Mikdash, through the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, to be able to connect more with more rules, because it's a reflection of the fact that we are more mindful in this part of our community, this central spiritual headquarters. And perhaps in modern times, we can think to ourselves in our own lives, maybe certain parts should be different. Maybe perhaps when we're at the dinner table with friends or family, when we have conversations, should be no cell phones. Any other time, there could be cell phones and say that we need our cell phones, but during those times, we're more mindful because there is something about that that should be set aside and distinct and different. Perhaps during that time of the day, we can create this idea of a sanctuary within our consciousness, within our mindfulness, that our davening, the rest of the day, perhaps we're distracted, we're not so mindful, we're going about whatever it is that we're doing. But during our davening, during minyan, during the time that we are supposed to be talking to God, we practice on being more mindful and bringing that mindfulness and conscientiousness to that part of our day. Our shuls, our batei medrash, these study halls, these sanctuaries, they have a decorum. And we practice this decorum, that it's different than any other room in the rest of our lives, our offices, our houses. This room is different. This room is set aside for a certain kind of connection with our Creator, with the Almighty. And perhaps through our ability in these modern ways, most applicable ways, if we are able to demonstrate and to showcase to the Ribono Shel Olam, to the Almighty, that we understand what Kedusha is, what it means to be extra mindful, and we have the capacity for that, then perhaps the Almighty will in turn see our abilities, see our renewed energies to connect and to understand that we understand what holiness is and be worthy of a Bayis Shlishi, of a Beis HaMikdash, to be able, a permanent Beis HaMikdash, that he'll be able to grant to us. And with that, with this idea of what's special and what's holy, and having our priorities straight, having our values straight, so we'll be able to be more refined, more worthy, and all of the zechuyos and those merits will lead to a better time during these difficult times, but a better time for our entire community, for the entire Jewish people around the world. Let us begin with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam Natseach Mizmor David, Yancha Adonai B'Yom Sara, Yisagetcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Nisadecha, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, V'Yolazcha Yidash Nesela, Yitem lecha chivavecha v'chol atzaschi yimalei. Neronin av Yeshua secha v'shem eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei adonai kol mishalo secha. Atay adati ki yoshi adonai mishicho. Yanei mishmei kacho b'gvur ha'seisha yimino. Eilev Rechav, V'eilev Asusim, V'anachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Heima, Karav V'nafalu V'anachnu Kamnu V'nisodon. Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu. Tehillim, Chof Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizor David, Adonai Roi Lo Aksar, Vinos Deshe Yabitseni, Almei Menuchos Yina Aleini. Nafshi Yishovev, and Chenim Vagrei Tevch Man Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech, Negei Tzal Moves, Lo Ira Ra, Ki Atoyim Adi. Shifstucho Mishantucho, Heime Yina Chamuni, Tarok Lofonai Shulchon, Neged Zorirai, Yishanta V'Shem Ben Roshi Kosti Rivaya, Achto V'Chesed Rifun Choy Mechayai, V'Shafti V'Veis Adonai L'Orech Amim. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir Lamalos, Esayinai L'Harim Me'ayin Yevo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai, Osei Shemayim V'Aretz, Ayitei lomar reglecha, al yanum shomerecha. Hinei lo yinum v'lo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tilcha yadim minecha. Yomam Hashem shlo yakeka, v'yareyach b'layla. Adonai shmercha mikora, yishmor ech nafshecha. Adonai Shmar Tzeitzka Vuecha, Me'atov Yadolam. Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shira Malos, Imamakim, Krasicha Adonai. Adonai Shimavakali, Tiana Zakakashivos, Bekol Tachanunai. Imavanos Tishmarya, Adonai Miyamon. Kimachas licha leman tivarei. Kivis yadena kivsan nafshi velivaro hochalti. Nafshi loganam shim lavoker, shomnim lavoker. Yechel Yisrael denai, ki ima denai echesed, revemo fidus. Vuhuiz ex Yisrael, mikol lavarosov. Nehillim kuf mem deis, Psalm 142. Maskilo David, Vyosova Marasafilo, Kali Adonai Ezak, Kali Adonai Ezchanon, Eshvav Levanam Sichi, Sarasi Lufanav Agin, Misatefa Leruchi, Vata Yedonta Nesivasi, Vorachzu Alef Tamnu Fachli, Hadei Yamin Nirei, Vieni Makir, Ava Manosi Meni, Indoresh Lenafshi, Da'akti elecha Adonai amarti etamachsi, chelki v'eret ha'chayim. Hakshivo v'nafsi, ki zelo simon, atzileinu imiratfai ki amsu mimeni. Hosio mimaske nafsi, lehodos eshemecha, v'yachtiru sadikim, yisigmol aloi. Ve'achinu, Achen Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesun Masar V'Shivya, Ha'omdim Mim V'Yom Avim V'Yabasha, Hamokam Yerachim Alem Yosem Masar Levacha Mefeila Ora, Yishib L'Gu'ula, Hashta V'Agala V'Zman Kariv V'Nomar Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them, lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom. Now swiftly and soon, let us say Amen. Yishberach for the Chayilei Tzahal, Israel Defense Forces. Yishberach Avaseinu, Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Es, Chayilei Tzva Gamal Yisrael, V'Anchei Kochot Bitachon, Ha'omdim Ha'mashmar Etzeinu V'Arei Eloheinu, Migvul V'Nov V'Var Mitzrayim Min Hayom Hagadol L'Vohar Avav V'Chom Makom Shehem V'Yavashah V'Avir V'Yom. Yitain, Adonai Savenu Chamim Aleinu, Nigasim Mehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmor V'yaseos Chai Aleinu, Mikol Tzeper Tzuka, Mikol Nego Machla, V'yishlach Bracha, V'hatzlacha, V'chol Ma'asei Deihem, Yad Bertanen Tachdiyah, Mi'ad Shem Kach Yishua, V'atem Kistachon, Mikoyim Mehem HaKasuv, Ki Adonai Lohichem, HaHolechim Lachem, V'yilachem Lachem Imoy, V'yichem L'shiyaschem, V'nomar, Amen. May he who blessed their ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, bless the members of the IDF, security services who stand guard over our land and the cities of our God, from the Lebanese border to the Egyptian desert, from the Mediterranean Sea to the approach of the Arava, and wherever else they are, on land and air and the sea. May the Lord make the enemies who rise against us be struck down before them. May the Holy One, blessed be he, protect and deliver them from all trouble and distress, affliction and illness. Send blessing and success to all the work of their hands. May he subdue our enemies under them and crown them with deliverance and victory. And may there be fulfilled in them the verse, it is the Lord your God who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to deliver you. Let us say amen. Pray for the hostages, for those being held in captivity. Yishaberech avaseinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe v'Aaron, David Shlomo, hu yivarech, v'yishmor, v'yinsur, es nedrei tzva ganal Yisrael u'shvuyov. Es kolachenu anasinu b'tzor v'shivya. Bavur, shkolakol ha'kadosh hazem ispal bavuram. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachmim Aleihem, Yotzi Mechoshev Samavet, Moshe Shem Nateik, Tikoseim Yoshiyem, Shivim, Hevi Lachik Mishboseihem, Yodu Ladanei Chasta V'Niflosov, Bidnei Adam, V'Koyom Behem Mikra, Shekhasuv, V'Toye, V'Nei Shuvim V'Vol Tzion, V'Rina, Simchus Olam Al-Rasham, Sosan V'Simcha, Yesigu V'Nasu Yavan Yanocha, V'Namar, Amen. May he who blessed our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Joseph, Moses, and Aaron, David, and Solomon, bless, protect, and guard the members of the IDF missing in action or held captive, and other captives among our brethren, the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, as we, the members of this holy congregation, pray on their behalf. May the Holy One, blessed be he, have compassion on them, bring them out from darkness and the shadow of death. May he break their bonds, deliver them from their distress, bring them swiftly back to their families' embrace. Give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for the wonders he does for the children of men. May there be fulfilled in them the verse, those redeemed by the Lord will return, they will enter Zion with singing, everlasting joy will crown their heads, gladness and joy will overtake them, sorrow and sighing will flee away. Let us say, Amen. Mishaberach for those who are ill. Mishaberach avaseinu, Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, v'yivarech, Esacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem L'achli Yomam L'Raposam L'Chazkom L'Hachli Yosam Yishlach Lahem Mehera Refu Shlema Mishram Echol Yibrim Chol Gideyem B'Sof Shach L'Yisrael Refu Tenefesh Refu Saguf Hashta V'Agola Yisman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Asher. Looking forward to having you back on the program. So we've got Emir Hashem in the near future. Just a thought on your remarks that I recall years ago hearing from Rabbi David Orlovsky in Yerushalayim. He shared that his goal, his objective every year in approaching Rosh Hashanah, in approaching Yom Kippur, is just to be a little bit better, just a tiny bit better this year than he was the year prior. And I asked him, I said, really? Like, that's really the avoda? That's the work, just to come in a little bit better? And he said, how have I? He said, our objective, our goals, to improve. Yes, there's so many things. There's so many areas in our own lives to work on ourselves and our relationships with others, and most importantly, our relationship with the master of the world, with the Rabbona Sholem. But our goal is just little ways. And I was just thinking as you were speaking, years ago, I took it upon myself. Use the example of the phone, that I wasn't going to take out my phone in shul. I was going to stay in my pocket. I feel it burning there in my pocket anytime it vibrates, but I will not take out my phone in shul. And that's now 15, 20 years that I've been doing it, and it's gotten much easier. But it's little things like that. I think it's little, you know, one comes out of the bathroom, stand still for 15, 20 seconds to make an Asher Yatzar, and it can make a world of a difference. So these little things, they're not really little, they're huge, and they can make such a difference in ourselves and our relationships with others, and of course with the Ribbono Shalom. So again, Rabbi Asher, thank you. We look forward to having you back on the program if you've got a year to Hashem. And in the near future, for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the Chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day.